questions this episode. I got some just straight up questions for you. This is probably going to be the shortest episode definitely we've done yet. And if you're listening in, I'm going to be asking people to comment, you know, on the YouTube and on Facebook and Instagram where you can actually be seeing visual our show. I'd love for you guys to comment there. But those of you listening in on Spotify and Google and all these Apple podcasts, I know you can't really comment on that forum. So make sure you guys go to our YouTube page, go to Instagram, go to Rumble, go to Facebook, and make sure you guys click like, subscribe. That way you guys stay tuned to what we're doing. And you can comment on the show, answer questions, ask questions, chat in on the things that we're talking about. So make sure you guys do that now if you haven't. Other than that, guys, welcome back to the Sefcik Show. Like I said, this is going to be the shortest episode yet. Why? Because I just got straight up questions for the viewership. I'd love to know your thoughts, where you stand on these questions I'm going to ask. But before that, we're going to pray in. Lord, just thank you for this podcast. Thank you that you've put this together. Thank you for our producer, Doug, that's making this possible. Thank you for the audience that tunes in to make this possible. We just thank you for just letting us know who you are. And for those that don't know who you are, Lord God, let this show reach them. Let them find the truth, Lord God. Touch their hearts. Touch their minds. Especially with what's going on in the world right now, Lord God. People need to be pointed to the truth. And we know that is your son, Yahushua HaMashiach. This man, Jesus Christ, that died for our sins, rose from the dead 3 days later, and is now just waiting on his return. That's what we're doing. And we just thank you for our life, the friendships we have, the family we have. We just pray over our families, our friends, and just the world overall, Lord God, that the truth is said, that we find you, get closer to you more and more and more, and live out these days as you want. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, like I said, we got questions for you. First of all, shout out to Garden Path Landscaping, a sponsor of this show. And, of course, we have MMA and Sport, MMAandSport.com. Make sure you guys check out that site. Make sure you guys come in and visit us. We're in Montgomery County, Maryland. We've been there for 12 years now. And, man, it's at its best with a true family of amazing kids, amazing adults. We'd love for you to stop by and see why we are so healthy, why we are so happy, how we are a family. We'd love to have you. And then also we have Lever Dreams. We got Doug behind camera making this show possible. The audio here, the visual, the setup. This show does not happen without Doug and Lever Dreams out of New Market, Maryland. So make sure you guys check that out. So I told you I got a few questions for you. Quick episode. I need you guys commenting your answers. The first question I have. To those that are saved, they say they are saved. That they believe in Christ, they've accepted him, and they are saved. They've given their life to them. My question is this. Is it once saved, always saved? Is it once saved, always saved? I've heard great arguments on both sides. I have my own viewpoint on this. It's not Kyle sharing his viewpoint today. I'd love to hear from the audience. Can you be saved, but then be dragged back to the devil, to Satan's work, out of relationship with Christ? Can you say you are saved, and then when it's time, when you get to heaven, he says, no. I never knew you. I knew you were saved at one point. Is it once saved, always saved? My next question, is there an actual rapture? I know that word is not in the Bible, but we know to being called up when the time comes. Will the rapture, the calling up of the Lord's children, will that be before the tribulation, during tribulation, or at the end of tribulation? That's my next question. Where do you stand with the rapture? Where do you stand with tribulation? Another question I have, and just a reminder to our viewers, listen, ask these questions, test it, go to the Word, seek more and deeper, deeper, grow the relationship with Yahweh, and he's going to continue to answer these tough questions. This is on you to go to the Bible and test it. And pray, Lord, what are these answers? You know what I'm saying? This is part of the walk, is questioning things and going to the Word. talking to other brothers and sisters, praying, really getting answers on these things. The next question is, this place, hell, I believe it's in the Bible, S-H-O-E-L, Sheol, it's another term. This place, hell, is it for eternity, or is it a punishment for a while and then it's gone? He just deletes. He basically just deletes. Is hell for eternity? Is hell a place that people are for forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever, and they suffer forever and ever and ever and ever? Or do they pay for their sins? They're there, and then he doesn't let them into heaven, but he just says, "All right, they've suffered. Boom, they're done. Hell, they're gone. They're no longer not even souls anymore. They're just deleted." What is your view on hell? Next question. Is the earth round? Is it a sphere? Or is it flat? Is it sphere? Or is it flat? You know, there are, if you're listening in right now and you're like, "Oh, you know, idiots, everybody knows it's this," or, "Oh my gosh, how stupid, everybody knows it's this." Listen, you study, but I mean, you get into that study of what the word says, what the world says, you get into that and have fun, enjoy, because man, it is going to take you on a ride. Another question. Dinosaurs. When were they here? When were they here? Because it goes with another question I have, which is, how old is Earth? Dinosaurs. When were they here? How did they really go out? How old is the earth? I got a couple more questions for you guys. Will Christ return be in our lifetime? When I say our lifetime, I'm talking in the next under 20 years from now. Right now it's the end of 2023, we're going into 2024. Will it be in our lifetime? Will we see Christ return? Some of you are probably screaming, "Dude, any day, look outside, any day, keep your lamps lit," as we all should, regardless of the time. But I've heard, no, definitely not in our time. I believe a lot of these things still need to happen, but These are. Listen, guys. If you're going straight to be like, "Oh, people are idiots for thinking the other thing." Listen, all these questions that I'm asking, I've done serious study on both sides, and I'm going to continue to. They're legit arguments. They're legit discussions. I don't want to say arguments, because we shouldn't be arguing, especially in between Christians. And one thing I saw the other day were two so-called strong Christians that are actually leading huge congregations, ones that I've actually respected before, and they had this like temper tantrum argument in a conversation because they were debating each other, but it turned into like them lashing out on each other. It's like, that's not what we do as Christians. We talk about these things. We have real conversation. We go to the Bible and we speak in respect to each other as we should. And just real fast, you know, because there's mostly Christians that listen to the show. If you find yourself in the streets or online, like going back and forth, bickering with people and arguing and getting into name calling and being rude, you that is not of us. That is not of the Father. Don't be getting involved with that. People aren't going to listen. The people that are so one-side-minded, they're not going to listen to something. They want arguments. They want to show weakness in you and getting things out of you. Just speak how Christ did. Nice and calm. Say it how it is. So these are some questions that I just felt like asking. Why? Because what me and my brothers and sisters do is we go to the Word and we study these things. We study these things. And you could say, oh, are these things really that important, though, for our salvation? Like, do we really have to know the answer to that? That's another question. Are these secondary matters that don't matter? Or, like, do these definitely matter because it means that, you know, we didn't miss something? Like, you've been in the Bible. You know God. You know what His Word said. Like, I'm just asking questions. I've said no opinion on my point yet. I'd love to hear your responses to these questions. Maybe one question you know a lot about, you want to hit it. Maybe one you don't really know a lot about and you got questions about it. Maybe you want to answer all these questions I just asked. I would truly love to hear these answers. Because one, it's great to have conversation with our audience and see what, you know, where their minds are at. And two, I have a lot to learn as well. I would love to see what you have to say, my brothers and sisters that have different minds and different gifts that Yahweh has given you for times like this to have conversations and learn from each other. So these are the questions I had today, guys. I told you this was going to be a short episode. I want to remind everybody that you need to subscribe, you need to like, follow on every social media that you have. That way we can stay tuned more with you and you can see things right when they're released. I also want to remind everybody that we have an awesome new little link you can click on. The link is buymeacoffee.com/The Sefcik Show. It's where you can buy a producer, Doug, a coffee. My wife a coffee. Doug literally just said, woo, he didn't make a noise whole episode. But when I said that, he leaped for joy. Put his hand in the air and said, woo! It got a little weird real quick, but it's all good. The man wants a coffee. So buymeacoffee.com/The Sefcik Show. It's just a small way you can say, you know what? I like what you guys are doing. Love to help out. I can't give big donations, but who hears this? I also want to say, those of you that want to give big donations, you want to see this show grow. I'd be a fool to say, oh, man, we got it all in the bag. We good. Hey, we don't need no help. We do need help. We want to grow. And I know the Lord is going to keep planting people and sponsorships and people that just want to donate. Because there are some people, hey, listen, I got your back. I just want to just give a donation under the table. Boom, right there. You don't need to shout me out. This is what the Lord told me to do. Cool. That works as well. And we appreciate things like that. Like, seriously. We also have the Barn Fire, Damascus Barn Fire, every Saturday at 6:30 p.m. No matter what's going on in the world, we are there every Saturday, 6:30 p.m., and we love to see you. Sunday mornings, 10 a.m., we have the Young Adults Group at First Baptist Church of Rockville. That's 10 a.m. You young adults, every Sunday morning, awesome group, 10 a.m. Then we have service at 11 a.m. at First Baptist, up in the congregation, up in the sanctuary. And then every Sunday night, 9 p.m., we have the Noon Bible Study. It's a way for those of you that are listening out of state and even out of the country, because we've been looking at our analytics. Yes, I said analytics because it sounded smart. We've been looking at it, and we got people out of the country. I said, babe, I told my girl, I said, babe, we're kind of a big deal now. There's one listener in Asia. Yep, he's in Asia. So we're pretty much a big deal now. Of course, I'm kidding around, but there really are listeners in all the continents, except for Antarctica. There's nothing that, no listeners in Antarctica yet. I'm being serious. But all the other continents, we have listeners tuning in, we're able to see. So we appreciate all of you guys tuning in, listening in, commenting, sharing. It truly makes the show possible. And we want to keep growing. We got big news for 2024. Me and Doug's been talking about it. He's like, dude, hey, don't mention nothing yet. Don't mention nothing yet. So I can't mention yet. All right. But we're just thankful for you guys. Like, seriously, this show doesn't happen. It's like my gym. If we don't have students, if we don't have instructors, if we don't have people, like, you know, making the school what it is, we don't have it. The same things with this podcast. If we don't have the audience listening in, hey, come on. We love you guys. Let's pray out. Father, thank you for just another quick episode with some questions that really just make us think, Lord God, and most important, make us think about your word. leads us to your word. What are your truths? Let us know your truths. We got the world screaming all kinds of things. Let us go to your truths. That's what we pray right now in your name. What are your truths, Lord God? Speak to us any way we need to be spoken to. If it's through people, if it's through the word, if it's through worship, if it's through fellowship with other brothers and sisters, even if it's through trials and tribulations and pains you got to put us through so we find the truth, put us through it. We want to know the truth, Lord God. Thank you for the lives we have. Thank you that we can feel. Thank you that we can just be alive and have breath of life because we know we can be nothing. And you've given that gift to us alone. Just that alone is a gift. And then you send your son to pay for our sins so that we can know you and have eternal life with you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll see you guys next time on The Sefcik Show. God bless.